There are seismic rumblings in the city of Berlin. The German parliament has voted to recreate a Baroque palace that once stood at the center of the German capital. The historic Prussian palace was heavily damaged by Allied bombers during World War II. Although it was salvageable, the East German communists considered it a symbol of imperial excess and razed it. In its place, they erected a grim glass and steel building that served as East Germany's parliament. Now, that building faces demolition to make way for a rebuilt palace. But as NPR's Guy Raz reports, some Germans don't want it back.
As you walk down Berlin's Grand Boulevard Unter den Linden, starting from the Brandenburg Gate, you pass the decadent Adlon Hotel and the vaunted Humboldt University, where Einstein once taught. There's the glorious German Opera House and Friedrich Schinkel's neoclassical masterpiece that houses a war memorial. And then, just as you start to bask in this city's architectural glory, a beastly monolith stabs you right through the eyes. Here's how Berliners, with very few exceptions, describe this late 1970s relic, the Palace of the Republic.
It's very ugly.
It is the ugliest building of the whole world.
The Palace of the Republic was East German communism's expression of modernity. The enormous rectangular building is adorned with hundreds of tinted bronze-colored glass windows that sit squarely between dark brown slabs of steel. Between 1976, when it was first opened, and 1990, it housed the People's Chamber, the rubber-stamped communist East German parliament. The authorities took the idea of a mixed-use facility to a new level with this building. East German citizens could come and go into their capital building freely, taking advantage of its bowling alley and arcade, its swimming pool, restaurant, ice cream parlor, and ballroom. The palace featured gaudy, life-size blown glass trees and exhibitions translated into 25 languages. Lisa Lotte Schulz, who heads up a quixotic campaign to preserve the building, remembers it fondly.
Also ein richtiges Volkshaus. Mit allem, was also das Volk.
You had to wait in long lines just to get a seat at the restaurant because it was so popular. Of course, there were other restaurants in the area, but it was so important for the people to be inside the building. People celebrated birthdays there. Teenagers used to hang out in the recreation areas. I myself celebrated my 35th anniversary there. Under one big roof, there was something for every generation.
Lisa Lotte Schulz is among thousands of Eastern Germans who want to preserve the building for posterity, to remind them of a time that they regard as better. Today, the former East German Palace of the Republic stands behind barriers and police tape that reads, "Warning, do not enter." But it's not the specter of lingering communist ideology that worries authorities. It's asbestos. This is one of the most contaminated buildings in Germany. This problem has given a great boost to the cause of Wilhelm von Bodin. He's the key backer of a plan to tear down the East German Parliament building and replace it with an exact copy of the 18th century Prussian Imperial Palace.
When you go to Berlin and see this palace, you see how much this Palace of the Republic destroys the city of Berlin at this place. It steals the old identity from the city. It can't define the heart of the city, which has a 750 years old history.
Von Bodin's been canvassing the U.S., appealing, literally begging, German Americans to contribute to his dream of reconstructing the old Baroque palace in its original spot, the center of the old Prussian quarter in Berlin.
You can't understand the architecture of the old museum or the university and Knobelsdorf Opera House if you don't know the building which they were constructed for.
Almost two-thirds of the German parliament agrees with von Bodin. They voted to go ahead with plans to rebuild the old palace. But inside parliament, a fierce debate raged. One of the plan's key opponents is Horst Kubatschka.
Da können wir nach Disneyland fahren, um sowas anzuschauen.
You can go to Disneyland if you want to see history recreated. We don't need it here in Berlin. What we do need is a building that corresponds to our century and our time. It worries me how backward-minded we are, as if this will tell our great-grandchildren anything about history.
Peter Conradi, head of the German Chamber of Architects, agrees with Kubatschka and offers his own solution to the problem.
Rebuild the Schloss as exactly as possible, then sell it to the Americans. They would tear it down and take it to Las Vegas and put it up in Las Vegas again.
Wilhelm von Bodin, the man behind the reconstruction campaign, dismisses such critics as elitist snobs. He points out that European cities are full of fakes.
If you see the Campanile in Venice, it's a copy because it was destroyed in 1906. It just collapsed. And our Hamburg National Monument is the St. Michael's Church, which burned in 1906 and was completely rebuilt in the old architecture of 1755 in 1912.
Von Bodin also notes that the reconstructed palace could be functional as well. There are plans to put an art gallery inside, a conference center, and a museum of natural history. But architect Peter Conradi points out that the Prussian kings themselves, like Friedrich Wilhelm II, always promoted contemporary design and current trends.
I couldn't imagine in the times of Renaissance or Baroque that the society would have decided to build in a style of Roman buildings. So this is a lack of belief in the creativity of our time, of our generation.
Conradi says he hopes never to see the palace reconstructed. He may have economics on his side. It's estimated it'll take more than $25 million to rebuild the palace. And while the German parliament approved its construction, no one raised the issue of how to pay for it. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.